Here comes your weekly Bosco break. For 20 years, the heart transplant unit at Sydney's St. Vincent Hospital has been working hard to figure out a way to transplant a dead heart into a live patient. Doctors from the team announced their work had paid off. They have successfully completed 3 transplants using hearts that had stopped beating for 20 minutes, said to be the first such transplant in the world, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. 2 of the patients are already up and about, while the most recent recipient is still recovering in intensive care. Heart transplants typically rely on organs taken from brain-dead donors whose hearts are still beating. The Herald reports the new development could save 30% more lives. The surgeon who performed the surgeries says he kicked the air after he realized the first surgery had gone well. The secret to their success lies in cutting-edge technology and the preservation solution in which the non-beating hearts are immersed. The heart is first placed in a special heart-in-a-box machine that warms it up and keeps it beating for about 4 hours before the transplant operation. The preservation solution, which alone took 12 years to develop, minimizes damage to the organ after it has stopped beating and helps ensure it both survives the surgery and functions in the recipient's body. Michelle Gribellis, a 57-year-old woman who had congestive heart failure, tells the Herald that she was very sick before having the operation 2 months ago. "And now I'm a different person altogether. I feel like I'm 40 years old." In other recently fascinating discoveries, working along Russia's Volga River, archaeologists have discovered what's left of the 750-year-old city of Ukek, headed by the descendants of Genghis Khan. The researchers uncovered the city's Christian quarter, which was often visited by wealthy people. While some Christians were enslaved, the findings suggest that not all suffered that fate. The discovery includes a pair of Christian temples, one of which was built in 1280 and destroyed not long after. It was roofed with tiles and decorated with murals and stone carvings. The basement contained imported plates and bottles of Byzantine, Egyptian, or Iranian origin, the researcher notes. He also describes stone carvings from the temple, featuring images like a cross and a griffin clawing a lion. Ukek was founded by Batu Khan, a descendant of Genghis Khan. It was part of Batu's Golden Horde Kingdom, which reached from Europe to Central Asia. But the city was destroyed in the late 14th century in an attack by Tamerlane, a ruler who took control of a great deal of the Golden Horde's lands. That's the end of your Bosco break. Thanks for listening.